we're continuing the Sidra Dorot. We're up to the year 2084. Yitzchak was 37 years old. Yishmael was growing up with him, coming into his tent and saying to him, "Hey, I was 13 when my father told me to circumcise and I've listened to him." And Yitzchak said, "Big deal. So you gave a little bit of flesh. If God, the God of my father, would say to my father, take Yitzchak and sacrifice him, I wouldn't hold back. I'd do it with joy." And Hashem said, "Okay, so we will put things to the test."
Yitzchak's idea.
Yeah. So here we see that Yishmael and Yitzchak were communicating after Yishmael was kicked out of the house. Remember, Yishmael was kicked out. Yishmael was 50 years old, and he came back from the desert to Avram. And that very night that he came back, so Hashem appears to Avram and says, "Take your son, your only son, the chosen son, Yitzchak." Yitzchak's 37 years old. So that's one midrash. Now, the commentary there, Zayit Ranan, he comments that if Yitzchak was 37, Yishmael was 51, because he was 14 years Yitzchak's senior. So it could be Yitzchak was born in Pesach, so he just turned 37, and Yishmael hadn't yet hit 51, meaning that's true. He was older, but he wasn't exactly 14 years older. So the Sutton came before Hashem, and he started doing his thing, prosecuting, and he said, "Did you see Avram? He didn't have kids, he served you, he built altars, he brought sacrifices, he had Yitzchak, he let go of you, he made a party for all the people, and he forgot Hashem, he didn't bring you a sacrifice. It's 37 years since Yitzchak was born, and he hasn't built any sacrifices." And Hashem says to the Sutton, I swear if I told him to sacrifice his son, he wouldn't hold him back. So the Sutton said, "Okay, try. You'll see that he won't do it." So Hashem says, "Okay." He tells Avram, "Take your son." And Avram says to himself, "How am I going to take the boy? How am I going to take my son from Sarah's mother to bring him up before Hashem?" So he went to the tent and he sat before Sarah. And he said, "Look, our son Yitzchak, he's grown up. He hasn't learned how to serve Hashem. Let me bring him to Shem and Ever." Ever was Shem's son, yeah? And over there he'll learn how to serve Hashem. He'll know how to daven before Hashem. And Sarah said, "Okay, good idea. But don't let him be so far away from me. He shouldn't be there for such a long time because I'm so connected to him." Boy, talk about making it difficult on Avram. So Avram tells Sarah, "Okay, my beloved, you pray to Hashem that he should have good things happen to us." So Sarah takes Yitzchak that night. She hugs him and kisses him. And all night long, she's giving him instructions for life. And in the morning, she says, "You know, son, how could I let go of you?" And she kisses him and hugs him more. She weeps and she tells Avram, "Please, my master, watch your son. Keep your eye on him. I don't have any other children. He's the only one. Don't let go of him. If he goes hungry, give him to eat. If he goes thirsty, give him to drink. Don't let him go on his own feet. Who knows what will happen to him? Don't let him sit in the sun. Don't let him go alone on the way. Don't force him to do difficult things. When he asks for things, give him what he needs." And she cries and cries, and she keeps giving Avram instructions. You see, Yitzchak was her only son, and now Avram has to go and sacrifice Yitzchak after a whole night of that. So in the morning, Sarah took one of the beautiful garments she had received from Avimelech, and she put it on Yitzchak, and she put a nice scarf on his head, and she put a nice gem on the scarf, and she gave him food for the road. And Avram and Yitzchak go, and some of the servants accompany them part of the way, and Sarah accompanies them part of the way, and Yitzchak and Avram tell her, go back to the tent. So she listens to Yitzchak, she weeps largely, and Avram and Yitzchak also weep, and the whole accompaniment is weeping. And Sarah grabs hold of Yitzchak, holds him between her arms, hugs him, and again weeps some more. And then Sarah says, who knows if I'll see you again after today. And everyone breaks down weeping. And with this terrible weeping, she goes back from Yitzchak, and with her maids and servants, she goes back to the tent. Wow. Avram sees all this. Talk about making it a difficult test on him. And Avram continues with Yitzchak, Yishmael, Eliezer. And Yishmael tells Eliezer, look, Yitzchak's going to die now, and I'm going to inherit everything because I'm the firstborn. And Eliezer says, look, you're here. Avram kicked you out of the house, and he kicked your mother out of the house, and he promised you guys aren't inheriting anything. I'm his trusted servant. I'm the one that's inheriting everything. And they're traveling, and the Satan shows up dressed like an old man, and he approaches Avram. He looks like a sagacious, modest, humble person, and he says to Avram, what kind of fool are you? God gives you a son at the end of your days, and you're going to slaughter him? He didn't do anything wrong. This isn't Hashem talking here. Hashem wouldn't do such an evil thing. And Avram listens to this old man, and he says to himself, that's the Satan coming to veer me off the path. And Avram yells at him, and the man goes away. And again the Satan appears like a young man, beautiful looking young man, and he goes over to Yitzchak and says, your old man, your father, what a fool. He's bringing you to slaughter you for nothing. What good's going to come of it? Don't give up your precious life. You're such a handsome young man. And Yitzchak says to his father, you hear what this man said? And Avram says, watch yourself. Don't listen to him. So the Satan, he's coming to get us to veer off the path of Hashem's mitzvah. And again, Avram yells at him, and the Satan leaves. And he sees he's unsuccessful, so he hides from them, he goes forward a distance, and suddenly there's this huge stream in their path. So they enter the stream, and there's turbulent waters, and the waters reach their necks, and Avram recognized the place, and he realized, hey, there was never a stream here before. So he tells Yitzchak, this is the Satan here again. And he yells at the Satan and he says, Yigal Hashem Becha, Satan, get out of here. We're going to do Hashem's mitzvah. And the Satan got scared of Avram and disappeared. And again, the whole area was dry. And Yitzchak tells his father, I see the flame, I don't see the lamb. And Avram tells him, okay, Hashem chose you to be the olo offering. And Yitzchak says, okay, I'm going to do whatever Hashem said to you with joy and a good heart. And Avram asks him, do you have second thoughts? Are you thinking something that maybe you're not whole with this? Tell me. And Yitzchak says, I swear by Hashem, I swear by your life, that I have no thoughts other than to do what Hashem said. There's no limb within me, there's no flesh within me that has veered off of this path. If this is what Hashem said, I'm ready to go. And I haven't thought any thought that was different. But I'm happy, and Baruch Hashem, if He chose me, and that's what He wants of my life, fine. So Avram was happy, and he goes with Yitzchak, and he builds an altar. And Yitzchak brings along stones and mortar, and Yitzchak says to his father, I want you to bind me, and then put me on the altar, because maybe I'll flinch in the last moment, and he says to him, do me a favor. When everything's over, take some of my ashes and bring it to Sarah, my mother, and tell her, this is from Yitzchak. This is, just don't tell her this when she's sitting next to the well or somewhere high, because she could just throw herself off and commit suicide. So when Yitzchak tells him that, Avram breaks down crying. And Yitzchak starts crying. They both think of what this is going to mean to Sarah. And Yitzchak tells Avram, come on, let's do it quick, because if this is what Hashem wants, we got to do it. So they both unite and they're prepared. But we sometimes have situations where the heart is ready and yet the eye tears. And that's what was happening here. Internally they were prepared. Externally they were still crying, both of them. And the angels went forward and they said, Hashem, please, merciful King who has compassion, bring redemption instead of his soul. And the Satan goes to Sarah and he shows up like an old man and he tells her, don't you know that today Avram took Yitzchak to sacrifice him, and Yitzchak is crying and weeping, and Avram doesn't take heed, he doesn't have mercy on him. And the Satan tells this to Sarah again and again, and Sarah starts thinking that the Satan witnessed it all. She thinks this old man was there when it happened, and she starts weeping, yelling bitterly, and she throws herself to the ground and throws earth on her head, and she says, my son Yitzchak, I wish I were dead instead of you. I'm so distraught over you. I brought you up, I took care of you, and now all my joy has turned to mourning. The only comfort I have is that you did the mitzvah of your God, because who could go against the word of our God? Hashem is righteous, and whatever he does is good and straight. I'm also happy that if that's what Hashem commanded, but my eye still weeps bitterly as my heart can remain happy. And Sarah puts her head on the lap of one of her maids, and she's silent like a stone. And then she gets up and she starts seeking. She goes to Hebron and she starts asking everyone, what happened with my son? And she comes with her servants to Kiryat Arba, Hebron, and she sends word asking, where is Avram and Yitzchak? So they went to Shemin Ever and they didn't find him there. Avram had said he's taking him to Shemin Ever. So they start searching all over. And again the Satan shows up dressed up like a man and he tells her, I lied to you. He wasn't slaughtered. He's not dead. So when she hears that, she's very happy. And she drops dead out of that happiness. And when everything's done, we know the end of the story. Avram returns with Yitzchak to the lads. They go back to Be'er Sheva. And Sarah's not there. So they're told that Sarah went to Hebron to look for you. This is what she was told. And Avram and Yitzchak go to Hebron. And they find that she passed away. And they weep bitterly over her. And Yitzchak falls on his mother and weeps and says, my mother, how have you left me? And you went to and fro. How have you left me? There's a Medrash Rabbah that says that Yitzchak told his mother how his father wanted to slaughter him, and the angel stopped his father, and then she let out a wail and dropped dead. And when Samuel came to Sarai and told her that Yitzchak was bound, so then she let out three weeps corresponding to the three tkios. She let out three whimpers corresponding to the three yevavos, and then she dropped dead. So according to the first medrash she quoted, that's a phenomenal story. So the end of the Akedah is tragic. Avram and Yitzchak come back and find that Sarai passed away because of everything that happened in that Akedah.
Yeah, but originally the understanding was that she died out of the grief of thinking that that Yitzchak died. Now at least she died out of the simcha of knowing that he's still alive.
If you look closely in Rashi, that's what it says too.